I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pennsylvania State Senate Leader Joseph Scarnati released a statement in which he proposed that instead of lawmakers lifting the statute of limitations on civil lawsuits on abuse, the Catholic diocese and the state should set up a fund to compensate survivors of clergy abuse. He also stated a retroactive window on civil lawsuits would likely be found unconstitutional. The remedies clause in the state constitution bars retroactive changes to the civil and criminal statutes of limitations. As it stands now, if a claim is beyond the statute of limitations, there can be no civil lawsuit over that claim. The Trump administration announced it is getting ready to bypass limits on the government's ability to hold minors in immigration detention centers by repealing the Flores settlement. The Flores settlement requires the federal government to place children with a close relative or family friend, quote, without unnecessary delay, instead of keeping them in custody, and to keep immigrant children who are detained in the, quote, least restrictive conditions possible. The Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Health and Human Services say they will be rolling out new regulations that, quote, satisfy the basic purpose of the Flores settlement, but will not hinder the government's ability to, quote, appropriately detain and promptly remove those that have no legal standing to stay in the country. UK Security Minister Ben Wallace stated that, quote, ultimately, Russia's President Vladimir Putin was behind the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy and his daughter, and that Putin must take responsibility for the attack. Moscow has denied any involvement and criticized Wallace, saying it was, quote, unacceptable to make accusations against Russian leadership. England has named two men who they suspect carried out the attack, and those men are both believed to be from the GRU, Russia's military intelligence service. Bishop Richard Malone of Buffalo is pushing back against calls for his resignation. Calls for the bishop to step down came after documents were published that indicate he mishandled allegations of sex abuse and misconduct by priests in his diocese. Bishop Malone acknowledged that the way he handled those allegations, quote, unquestionably has fallen short of the standard to which you hold us, to which we hold ourselves. However, quote, the shepherd does not desert the flock at a difficult time. He added that he will be forming a task force to go over protocols for handling claims of inappropriate behavior involving adults. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.